Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Rise of a Redeemer, Haile Selassie and the Coronation That Shook the World. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. They gathered not just as spectators, but as witnesses to prophecy. From across oceans, eyes turned to Ethiopia. Some came with cameras, others came with crowns of expectation, but few truly understood what was unfolding. It was the 2nd of November, 1930, a date etched not just in history, but in spirit. On that sacred day, in the capital of Addis Ababa, a man named Ras Tafari Makoan was crowned His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. But to those back in Jamaica, in the hills where the sun scorched truth into the soil and elders whispered Garvey's words like sacred scripture, this was more than politics. This was revelation. Haile Selassie's coronation wasn't merely an event, it was an eruption. A spiritual earthquake that rattled Babylon's lies and set the hearts of the downtrodden ablaze. With each royal title declared, with each sacred relic kissed and raised to the heavens, Rastafari was born. Not yet in form, but in faith. The ceremonies, steeped in ancient Orthodox rites and shrouded in gold-threaded robes, reawakened the long-dormant dream of black sovereignty. The Western press covered it with polite curiosity. But back in the Caribbean, a deeper current surged. The Messiah had returned. Or perhaps had never left. He was small in stature. Soft-spoken. Eyes deep as time. Yet the energy around him was colossal. He claimed his bloodline traced directly to King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. The Solomonic dynasty was no myth. It was legacy. Living. Breathing. Reborn. And he did not rule like Western kings. His kingdom was not forged in conquest, but in covenant. He ruled with the ancient wisdom of Ethiopia's sacred scrolls, with compassion, diplomacy, and undeniable divine bearing. He spoke of peace, unity, and justice, while empires threatened war. For the poor, the forgotten, the colonized, Haile Selassie became a symbol not just of hope, but of proof. Proof that black divinity was not a dream. It had a name, a face, a throne. But this coronation did something even more dangerous. It connected dots. Garvey's warning, the colonial pain, the hunger for identity, and now, a crowned king in Africa. The spiritual circuitry sparked to life. Back in Jamaica, small groups of believers began calling themselves Rastafari. Not as a trend, not even yet as a religion, but as a return, a rerouting of identity, a declaration, our God is not white and our Zion is not in Europe. Our Redeemer is Haile Selassie I, and we are no longer lost. In the eyes of Babylon, this was madness. In the eyes of the faithful, it was salvation. And so began the sacred mythos that would defy time and torment. The coronation became more than an event, it became scripture. The day Rastafari stepped into history, wearing a crown forged in faith, walking softly, but shaking the world beneath his feet.